Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child. If you're feeling a little stuck, like something's missing in your life, or maybe you just crave more joy and lightness, well, trust me, you're not alone. A lot of us have grown up carrying baggage from our childhood, whether it's suppressed emotions, unmet needs, or even just those nagging shoulds we picked up along the way. It's time to reclaim that childlike wonder and unleash the magic within. Today, we're diving into a super powerful tool. Creative expression as a direct line to your inner child. Think painting, writing, dancing, singing, crafting, anything that sparks your imagination and lets you play without judgment. Ever felt like something inside you was screaming to get out, but you just didn't know how? That's your inner child waiting for its moment to shine. You know that feeling when you were little and you could spend hours building a castle with blocks, lost in your own world? Or the pure joy of creating a masterpiece with crayons, even if it looked like abstract art to everyone else. Those moments are gold, my friends. They're pure, unfiltered expression, free from the constraints of adult expectations and worries. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you nurture your inner child through creative expression. 1. Embrace playfulness. Seriously, let go of those grown-up rules. Remember how freely you played as a child. No judgment, no need for perfection, just pure enjoyment. Now is the time to channel that energy and rediscover the fun in creating. Try new things, experiment with different mediums, and don't be afraid to make a mess. 2. Don't judge your creations. This one is huge. Remember those childhood masterpieces. They were unique, bold, and full of personality. We tend to overthink and judge our creations as adults, but that kills the joy. Let go of perfectionism and allow yourself to create freely, without critique. 3. Listen to your inner voice. What truly excites you? What sparks your curiosity? Don't limit yourself to what you think should be creative. If doodling on napkins makes you happy, do it. If you feel the urge to write a silly song, sing your heart out. Your inner child knows what it needs, just listen and follow those whispers. 4. Make time for creativity. Just like we schedule meetings and workouts, we need to prioritize time for creative expression. Even 15 minutes a day can make a difference. Find pockets of time in your day to doodle, journal, or listen to music that inspires you. 5. Share creations if you want to. Sharing your work can be incredibly rewarding, but remember, it's entirely up to you. If you feel comfortable, share your creations with friends and family. Join an online art community, or even put together a small exhibition. The act of sharing can amplify the joy of creation and connect you with others who understand. Think about that time when you were little and built the most epic Lego castle ever, the one with secret passages, drawbridges, and maybe even a dragon guarding it. You poured your whole heart into it, didn't you? You didn't care what anyone else thought, you just went for it. That's the magic of creative expression. It allows us to tap into that same unbridled enthusiasm and build something amazing, even if it's just in our imagination. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? Grab those crayons, dust off that guitar, or unleash your inner writer. Remember, healing starts with nurturing your inner child, and creative expression is a powerful tool to do just that. We've covered 5 key takeaways today. Embrace playfulness, don't judge your creations, listen to your inner voice, make time for creativity, and share your work if you feel comfortable doing so. These aren't just suggestions, they are invitations to rediscover the joy of creating and tap into that boundless energy within you. Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. Every day is a new opportunity to reconnect with your inner child, express yourself freely, and create something beautiful. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your creative passions in the comments below. What brings you joy? What would you love to explore creatively? And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on more insights and inspiration. Until next time, keep shining, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.